The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You'd think that this late in the game, the apostles would kind of have their stuff together and know that a debate over who among them is the greatest probably isn't the best thing to have as followers of Christ. Christ has been working with these guys for a long time, and they still, time and time again, demonstrated their failures, their weaknesses. And perhaps on some level they did know exactly like what they were supposed to do, and they knew that it wasn't this, which is probably why they remained silent at the question posed by Christ. But like the good teacher, like the good catechist that he is, Christ uses this as an opportunity to instruct them on the way they're to lead, and most specifically, to lead his church. Another word that helps us to clarify our understanding of this, so not just lead or leadership, but authority. This word suggests a function of one who watches over the interests or development of a societal grouping. As a consequence, authority and its counterpart, obedience, are not to be understood as contradictory terms or concepts. In fact, they are both rooted in one idea, and that's doing something for the love of Christ. One commands for the love of Christ, while the other obeys for the love of Christ. Generally speaking, authority is necessary for every society, every group, every organization. And in the case of the church, authority is expressly willed by Jesus Christ. In fact, all authority in the church flows directly from him, Christ, who is the head of the body of the church. But we know from experience and firsthand accounts how easily it is to abuse this authority. How easily it is, both inside and outside of the body of Christ. And when the authority is abused, it causes great damage to individuals and to the larger group, which is why it's so important to wield this authority as Christ has taught us. Parents, you have authority over your children in the domestic church and your family. Catechists and ministry leaders have authority over their particular ministry or their particular catechetical class. Pastors have authority over parishes, bishops over the local church, and the Pope has authority over the universal church. And in today's gospel, Christ tells us very explicitly how to use that authority properly. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all, to serve and not to be served. Anyone who does not strive to have this attitude of self-forgetful service not only lacks one of the main prerequisites for proper exercise of authority, but also runs the risk of being motivated by ambition or pride. St. Jose Maria Escriva says that to be in charge of an apostolic undertaking demands readiness to suffer everything from everybody with infinite charity. And to demonstrate this to his apostles, how important abnegation and humility are in ministry, and indeed our ministry, Christ takes a child into his arms and explains the meaning of this gesture. If we receive for Christ's sake those who have little importance in the world's eyes, it is as if we are embracing Christ himself and the Father who sent him. This little child whom Jesus embraces represents every child in the world and everyone who is needy, helpless, poor, or sick. It's an embrace of the refugees. It's the embrace of people who are suffering in loneliness and desperate need of companionship. It's the people who are suffering in the hospitals and the ICUs, separated from families and friends because of COVID and all the other things in the world. My brothers and sisters, we all hold some authority in our lives, whether through parenthood, whether through ministry or catechesis, leadership, priesthood, captain of a sports team, or even a class leader in school. Whatever it is, at some area in our lives, we all have some authority, and if not now, later. The important thing is that we not see it as a power to be lorded over others, but rather an opportunity to welcome and serve all out of love for Jesus Christ.